More than a week since President Cyril Ramaphosa cut short his overseas trip to come and address what has become the longest streak of load shedding since power cuts started 15 years ago, he has been operating in the shadows and has failed to address the nation on the way forward. As he gets ready to answer questions in the National Assembly this afternoon, South Africans expect to hear nothing less than tangible interventions that he has made since he came back to address the ongoing electricity crisis. The severity of South Africa's electricity crisis is such that Eskom's coal fleet is unable to provide sufficient generation capacity to break the current bout of load shedding. The utility now sees the open cycle gas turbines, which are powered by diesel, as the only option left. This is unsustainable and will put further strain on Eskom's shambolic finances. Instead of spinning his way out as he always does when faced by a crisis, Ramaphosa should provide clarity on whether Stage 4 will be maintained going forward and for how long. He should give us a status update on the importation of power from neighboring countries. He needs to give an account on the real state of Eskom's coal power plants and the efforts being made to increase generation capacity. And he needs to provide feedback on the Coburg nuclear plant. The current challenge is that South Africa must find ways to guarantee its short-term power supply needs, and the president must provide a clear plan on what his government is doing to achieve this.